Sources in the South African National Defence Force confirming to Eyewitness News that the army was ordered to prepare for a possible deployment to assist in efforts to mitigate the spread of the virus. Now, many people are wondering what this actually means. Let's go live to our reporter, Teto Mahlangwana, who has seen the document. It is a lengthy one, I understand, Teto, with a lot of detail in it. Just talk us through what's in this memo.
Good afternoon, Joanne. Of course, the details of this memo are in a manner that suggests that it's a preparatory warning, of course, that has been issued to officials in the different ranks that will be affected of the SNDF. It, of course, details the number of people who will be deployed to provinces such as Gauteng, Mpumalanga, KZN. With Gauteng, of course, given the number of cases that are reported in the province, given twice the amount of allocation in terms of personnel as compared to other provinces. Now, we wonder if, you know, eventually when these plans are finalized ahead of the president's address, we will see the inclusion of a province like Limpopo, which until this afternoon had only reported one case, but we understand that number has also increased. But it also details, John, more importantly, the workings and functioning of these officials once they're on the ground, because the greatest fear with the presence of members of the army on civilian ground is always the measure of force that can be used. It stipulates that they will be using minimum force, that if they do arrest individuals for a myriad of issues, those individuals will be handed over to the SA Police Service. Of course, also stating that they will be working hand in hand with members of the South African Police Service, because of course they would have no authority on civilian ground, which is under the South African Police Service Act. Now, we will of course have to wait for whether indeed, you know, the plans as stipulated in the warning, you know, issuance that was directed to the different divisions of the SNDF, those details will remain the same, because even when we did speak to the SNDF just earlier today, when we did confirm that story to say that, but how is this going to work? Can you give us more details? They stipulated that, in fact, they can only speak further about it once the president has addressed the nation. And we know, of course, it would be the prerogative of the president to announce such a measure being effected.
All right. Teto, thank you so much for bringing us that story.